Good Tuesday. Today is July the 8th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, soil conditions and herbicides making agricultural headlines today, as there was a great article in a recent issue of the Corn Newsletter dealing with soil crusting and herbicide carryover. We'll take a look at that and what it could mean to emergence issues this year after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, a good article that was in a recent issue of the Corn Newsletter dealing with soil crusting and herbicide carryover. Now, recent weather extremes, they say, have created favorable conditions for soil crusting and herbicide carryover in some parts of the state, two separate phenomena that can cause poor early stand development in agronomic crops. The agronomic crops team has received several questions, they say, about how soil crusting and herbicide carryover might be impacting early crop performance. Now, soil crusting is that hard, compact layer of soil that forms under wet, warm conditions like we've seen in different parts of the state over the last couple weeks. That soil crust from heavy rainfall detaches soil particles that are cemented together when that soil dries out. Then, the soil crusting inhibits seedling emergence, especially for broadleaf crops like soybeans. It also reduces water infiltration and increases runoff erosion. Now, fine textured, sort of your high silt clay content soils with low organic matter and frequent tillage will have the highest risk of crusting. When it comes to herbicide carryover, that would refer to the crop injury that occurs when a herbicide is applied to a previous crop and it remains in the soil at a high enough concentration to damage the current crop. Now, each herbicide active ingredient has a different period that it would remain active in the soil, ranging from not at all to several months or even years under the right conditions. The duration of carryover is determined by a combination of the active ingredient's chemical structure and the environmental conditions that affect how quickly that herbicide is degraded by chemical or microbial processes. Now, each herbicide label will indicate a plant back interval that they call for sensitive crops that represent how long it typically takes for the various application rates of that herbicide to break down to safe conditions under what we would call normal environmental conditions. Note there are several factors, though, that can extend those intervals. That would include the rate that was applied of that product, your soil characteristics like your pH, the texture of the soil, and the level of organic matter, and obviously the weather. Now, generally, degradation is sped up under warm, wet conditions, and it slows when it's cool or dry. Last summer's drought during the warmest months of the year and then cool temperatures this spring would likely slow the microbial degradation of those herbicides. So the risk of herbicide carryover is probably higher now than in recent years. Herbicides with longer carryover periods that you want to keep in mind would be things like atrazine, metribuzin, things like Stinger and Classic, also formensafen, which is Reflex, Callisto, your Pursuit. Different products like that are ones that have active ingredients that will last a little longer in the soil. So if you applied those last year, that could be something you're seeing impacts from this year. So you need to look at those labels and determine what those plant back lengths were and the intervals that they were followed. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Taking a look where we left off about soil crusting and herbicide carryover and the potential interactions, we do see that that can increase the risk or interfere with the herbicide efficacy. Pushing through a soil crust is stressful for seedlings, and it also will delay the emergence, potentially causing increased herbicide uptake that then could exceed a crop's tolerance. The herbicide carryover may also add up to increased seedling injury and reduce stand counts, and even if the herbicide had time to break down and residual concentrations are relatively low. Now, soil erosion that occurs alongside crusting can carry herbicides attached to the soil particles and cause them to accumulate at higher concentrations in low spots in a field. increasing the risk of carryover damage. Now, this damage would be patchy and may be indistinguishable from issues caused by waterlogging alone. Soil cresting may also cause residual herbicides applied this year to remain on top of the soil surface where they have limited contact with germinating weed seeds and are then prone to being washed off during the next rainfall. So it could be hard to determine what exact causes of seedling injury and poor stands are, as there are several factors, obviously, including disease, the cold, wet soils, and planting issues even, that might also interact with and add to the problems caused by the cresting or herbicide carryover. So if you decide to replant, that's necessary. Light tillage before replanting would obviously break up that crust and disperse any remaining herbicide carryover if the weather allows. And it also needs to be factored in if that actually makes sense within your specific cropping system. Well, this quick reminder, tomorrow is the Weed Science Field Day with OSU Extension. It will take place at the OARDC Western Ag Research Station. That's out in South Charleston, Ohio. The program begins at 9 and runs through 1 o'clock. You can register by going to a simple website, really, that will get you more information. That is go.osu.edu/weedscience25. But they will have a number of speakers dealing with crop and herbicide screens, herbicide injury plots. Betsy Cunningham from the Plant Green for Corn will be speaking. Byron Hernandez with long-term cover crops in a corn-soybean rotation. Ella Poling talking about metribuzin and early planted beans. Mercy Odima and Michael Grimes talking about weed emergence, imaging, and tracking. And Allison Goodwin talking about reducing atrazine, an alternative corn program. So a lot of good information there. Cost is $20 at the door, and it also includes a tour guidebook and your lunch. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.